You're listening to Mike Loughran on the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, we'll be discussing how forging a culture of transparency as part of the modernization strategy can help manufacturers continue to improve and become more data-centric in their approach. You know, as digitalization becomes integral to manufacturing operations, data transparency is going to have a much more direct correlation with the levels of engagement on the shop floor and throughout the enterprise. So, in turn, you know, making impactful productivity and efficiency information available is absolutely key. And today I'm delighted to be joined by my guests to discuss this subject. Hello, Roman Lafarge from Vesuvius and Eric Schellinger from Rockwell Automation. Roman, Eric, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Thanks, Mike, for having me. I'm Roman Lafarge. I'm the Group Digital Manufacturing Director of Vesuvius, as you said. Just briefly about myself and Vesuvius. So Vesuvius is a global leader in the refractory industry, and I'm in charge to accelerate both automation and digital in our plants globally. And I'm, I think, really passionate about transformation that I've been driving in many companies on various industry, and always, you know, setting up and sustaining major program in lean and digital, where I've been focusing both on a business, but also the technology side.
Thanks, Roman, and I think it's really great to have you with us. We are really looking forward to your insights, you know, from a practitioner here. So on my side, I'm Eric Chalonjas. I'm a regional vice president for Rockwell Automation, looking after South Europe. And I'm also very passionate about people, growth, and transformation. And I also worked in several global industrial corporations like you did. And I joined Rockwell 5 years ago.
Great. Thank you both very much. So let's kick it off. So, you know, In today's modern smart manufacturing world, we're seeing more and more companies who are implementing digital processes across their operations in order to generate efficiency, productivity improvements. But with this digitalization of processes, ensuring that your organization can become more digitally mature often hangs on one key element that many are quick to overlook, and that's worker engagement. And one way to maintain this engagement is through supportive company culture. And that typically stems from transparency. So today we're going to kind of look into that a little bit more detail. Eric, when we talk about transparency in this context, what exactly do we mean?
So, I mean, I will bring on the table my own definition, of course, but I think it has really two sides of it. So you mentioned the workers' engagement. So one of the side is certainly the individual, probably on the shop floor, and how it can be more empowered with the data collected, you know, in everyday work, instead of being in the dark and getting feedback from his supervision in a more, I would say, offline way. But the other side is for those who are taking advantage at a higher level in the organization, the supervisory level, and also basically what this new capabilities, this new data is going to tell them, and to make more informed decision for the overall management and organization of the shop floor. So really two sides to it, the individual and the management.
I fully agree, Eric, and maybe just to complement a little bit, I see a really strong link between what you describe and also, you know, lean management and lean transformation that I've been there for decades now, right? But I believe that digital and, you know, all the transparency it brings are extremely close to what we have been seeing in lean transformation before. Why? Because I think first, if we want to be successful and engage people on the shop floor, there is a need for a bottom-up approach. I don't believe that we will succeed to create transparency, meaning things that, you know, will be useful for shop floor people and then will engage them if that's not them directly identifying problem and using digital and data to solve what is their major issue in their daily life. So For me, having something bottom-up, really with local ownership, and that is value-based, is becoming really key. And if I try to look a little bit on, you know, the different stage I see on the different transformation we are doing, I think the first stage is indeed about transparency. And the way I describe it is really end-to-end traceability. So most of the time, you know, I think 80% of us in the companies and manufacturing world have plants which are still, you know, mainly paper-based or Excel-based. And what I really see is a trend where we first start to remove those papers, remove those Excel, and introduce systems that will start to give us full traceability end-to-end on our both process and product. And I also see that, you know, as we mature, there is an interest to get more, you know, transparency on our KPI. And the one that, of course, is an easy one that a lot of people are focusing on right now is OE, which, you know, after also here again, many people were working on a manual way around OEE, as already solving major problem and reducing breakdown. I see more and more people, you know, starting to have it fully automatic, and getting additional new insight on how they can even, you know, improve it better. So I feel that, you know, those stages are becoming more and more natural, and they are clearly contributing to getting a better transparency on what's going on the shop floor.
So you mentioned a couple of things that interest me, because obviously we're talking about the two sides of the individual and the manager. We're talking about the transparency, and you mentioned the word lean. And you know, we've all been used to it in manufacturing for a number of years. Some of these older and still very valid ways of going about efficiency and productivity. We're also talking about companies collecting more and more data every day. So you've got these different, you've got the elements from the past, you've got these elements from the future. How important is it when we start talking about transparency, about how we both bring those two worlds together and how we utilize the data that is being collected, and then how do we apply it?
Yeah. So I think it's a good point, Mike, and I see huge trend right now. Indeed, I think more and more people are collecting data. And I'm sure Eric, you see it as well. You have a lot of manufacturing people asking for data lake or data platform, let's say, as a whole. And I see two trends. I see a trend which is, you know, using Historian, which is maybe more, you know, on-premise solution where people are getting all the data from their mainly process, but also product more and more there, and also cloud. I think there is a huge trend around cloud right now. But at the end of the day, if I simplify before, you know, not entering in a technology debate, it's gathering all your operational data. And I see two main use cases around that happening right now. And both serve a bit, you know, the operational culture when I was describing Lean. The first one, I would describe it as dashboarding, meaning that as we, you know, gather data from our shop floor in a central way, we are quickly able now to contextualize it. And that's a huge plus. And I think it also helps here to increase, you know, strong problem solving, or ability to go beyond what we were used to do before, but getting, you know, new fact and new point to discuss and debate, and an easy way to contextualize it. So I think that's the first one. The second one is what I will call manufacturing intelligence. And here, you know, it's always a little bit more tricky. And usually, in my experience, it's come more with maturity. It's more, you know, starting to identify pattern, to do complex analytic on processes, the way your parameter will influence your throughput and things like that. That will have a huge impact usually, but that also require much more complex capability and you know, a higher level of problem solving. But you know, once again, this comes only if it creates value to the shop floor. So I guess in both cases, it has to be done in a smart way, based on the shop floor reality and which problem you are trying to solve. So that would be my view.
Yeah, thank you. And I fully agree. Of course, and it's interesting to see what you mentioned, you know, the on-premise and cloud, and more it's converging, by the way, and we distribute the data to try to take the best advantage of it. But let's not go into a technology conversation. The way I see it as well is that this more transparent data supports so use cases, like you mentioned, Roman. The biggest one in my mind is around, okay, you mentioned OEE, but on top of it, you have also quality control. So you can really predict nowadays equipment shutdown, drift of certain processes. You can anticipate even, and you can even go to predictive maintenance based on this new surface data to have a major productivity gain instead of having regular shutdowns based on the past. You can predict the future. So with this new ability also helps us to spot new issues and anomalies. As you mentioned, we can find new ways to improve, which we could not see before without the contextualization or without the real-time access to data. We were too late sometimes, or we could not even see it. We didn't have the granularity. So the dashboarding, the daily reports, weekly reports that we can do now, and the ability in my mind to work as one I would say multidisciplinary team together around the data. So not looking at it, you know, from one angle of production or maintenance or quality, but all together around a unified core of data coming from this data model you mentioned, you know, is really a game changer. You can make really quick real-time decisions to solve issues before they become real, in fact.
So that's very interesting, because you mentioned the word team there, Eric, and some of the things that we've been speaking about already are great, you know, the dashboarding, the manufacturing intelligence, the data lakes, etc. You'd say that those are kind of quite focused on the process and the business outcome. What does transparency offer and help to engage the workforce, the people within our plants and our industries? What benefits do they get from it?
Yeah, so in my mind, I mean, we mentioned two main stakeholders, and so the workers and their leadership, their supervision. In my mind, this transparency helps everyone. So when you use those decision-making capabilities, this contextualization, dashboarding, manufacturing intelligence, when you use it based on real data, everybody can see positive benefits. So for example, a shop floor worker will be able to measure his own performance or her own performance and get instant feedback whether they are hitting their targets, and they can adjust real time, you know, if they see a drift, if something is not happening as necessary, they can call for help immediately. Hey, something is wrong here, instead of seeing it way later, you know, with a weekly manual report, which was done in Excel or whatever was done on a paper world. So it's really empowering people, and you mentioned it, Roman, to empower people to really be the main actor of their own performance. So that's really a very important element to me. And then for the supporting functions to be able to help real time as well. We have different views, of course, but then to see also maybe drifting trends, to see aggregated data that one person cannot see and does not need to see, but then to see it from a different angle and also help improve OEE and quality, everything around it. So, but one element I would like to introduce in this conversation around data transparency is the necessary culture. So we come from, in my mind, very traditional culture, you know, top-down managed, where the information was at the top. And the more you go at the top, the more information you had, you know, and the more educated you were to take advantage of education. I think with these new technologies, those new ways to work, and empowerment down to the shop floor level, tapping on technology, we need to have the right culture to empower people, to avoid people being worried, especially when they have been working for a long time in a certain established way with a very slow incremental lean process improvements behind it. That can be very disruptive and worrying people. One worry I hear all the time from everyone is that, am I going to lose my job? People are especially worried to be replaced by technology. And I remember I had a very good customer interaction with an extremely large auto manufacturer who is super good in Lean. And they said the more they implemented Lean, the more jobs they created, because they were so good in what they were doing. They basically kept growing and having more jobs. So their correlation between Lean digital was rather the opposite. The more you do it, the more you're successful, the more you have jobs and more interesting jobs for people, in fact. But it all starts with a culture, an environment that encourages people to feel confident, you know, that this uncertainty is good, that the changes are good for them, and anyway, it's going at a very great pace, so we need to accompany them. The key here is to have a supporting culture, in fact, yeah, which is a major shift for certain companies, of course.
Hi, I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Today, I'm joined by Roman Lafarge of Vesuvius and my colleague, Eric Challengegast from Rockwell Automation. And we're discussing how transparency can help create engagement on the shop floor. The culture is always important. In fact, it can be the bedrock. And I'd actually like to talk about culture in its own right. But we've talked about the benefits, we've touched on the culture, but let's be good for the listeners to understand what issues can there be if we don't get transparency right?
Yeah. I mean, in my view, Mike, it can have a great impact, right? I think it's maybe a generic answer, but it's an obvious one, but it's a reality. I mean, for two reasons. The first one, I would say, is that if you don't get visibility on what you do and what you do wrong, especially, you will continue to do it. So and if your competitor in the meantime are progressing, you will be left behind. So for me, what's happening right now on the market in every single industry, even the more traditional one, is that especially I think after COVID, there were kind of high-speed train starting on digital, and people are really getting into it, right? So I think the one that were the first to start will have a huge competitive advantage because of all the benefit we discussed, and the one that don't take it, they will just remain as they do today in a world which is evolving a lot. So to make a long story short, for me, if we really want to go to the next step, gain in efficiency, and also evolve as a company towards new services, new way to link what we do in operation to the product we deliver to our customer, for example, we have to go there. We really have to go there. And I would also maybe comment now, coming back as a second point on the workforce and the engagement of the workforce. I also think that we have to realize that, even in our personal life, things have changed. I don't know you, but I'm less and less using a paper and a pen at home. I'm more and more on my tablet and on my phone. And that's the reality of many of us. So I think that workers on the shop floor also expect that progressively we modernize, we bring those tablets or smartphones, that they can, manage their workflow, manage the data around it in a much more modern way. And of course, not everyone is a millennial and in the Generation Z, right? So I think you also have to be mindful of all the population you have on your shop floor. And that's where I follow you, Eric, on the need of change. This is a journey, and this is a deep transformation. So I think the change management part on, understanding when you bring transparency on the shop floor, using digital, what it means for the people, what are the new tool you bring, how much they are familiar with it. So assessing those population, making all the work to communicate properly, to build the capabilities is essential. And that's one of the big pitfalls that I see that we often underestimate, myself included, when we do deploy some solution, and where we have really to be really, really, really careful.
Which brings me to the point that Eric touched on about culture and how important culture is, and how what we need to look at to make sure that we can take advantage of this transparency. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we started to answer it a little bit with Eric. I think we use this example of Lean, which, you know, Toyota started that decades ago. I think it was one of the first big transformation and shift that has consequences on the organization in terms of culture, because you were really introducing this culture of continuous improvement, focusing on your process, you know, step by step, making things better. I think with digital, this is even more true. You know, many digital activities are really strongly linked to lean organization and lean activities. The second one for me is being more data-centric. I think, you know, as we bring transparency tool to the shop floor, you start to have access to data you didn't even knew you had. So it's also a big change, because people in operation, you know, are sometimes far away from IT. We all know what we say on, you know, making IT work with operation. We know it's not easy. And that for me is also a big cultural change. So how do you develop a culture of data that comes with new role? You know, we speak a lot those days about the chief data officer, you know, role that we introduce in manufacturing around master data, around, you know, to build data model, align them within the organization. All that is completely new. But I think it's the right thing to do, because as you deploy tool in one factory, you have to be mindful that you want something scalable. And as you will look on your data, you also want to be sure that things will be meaningful for all. So it's a pain. It's of course a pain. It's a journey. But I think it's an essential one. And we still have to learn how to do that. And the last point for me, which is also, you know, new for operation, I always say, you know, when we start digital, you have to think, you know, big, you have to start smart, but you also have to fail really quickly. So this for me is also, you know, a new mindset and a new approach that we have to develop.
Yeah, that's been one of the common themes that we're seeing, especially around culture. It's around that change to think big, but don't be afraid of failure, because you can learn by that failure and you can utilize it and go on to the next project quickly where you'll get success. And I think culturally, that is probably one of the things people have not been used to, I'm going to say. But now that we have access to the data and the tools, we can do that more readily, more easily. So it's about creating the culture that people feel empowered to do that. And that's one of the things that always fascinates me about digital transformation. It's not the technology, which is great, but it's how people adopt it and utilize it in different ways and evolve their culture around it. So that's fascinating to get your feedback on that, Roman. Eric, did you have any thoughts on that? You started the culture discussion off.
You know, if I want to summarize, I think our business is always all about people. Everything we do is about people. And when we go through a digital transformation, I think, Roman, you really stressed it. The most important is to have people on board, to empower them, and that they are front and center in the transformation, you know. And it's also a lesson from Lean and from other transformational programs. So digital is nothing different. And it's very important in my mind that companies keep this human touch, that they keep the human being front and center in how they evolve. So in a nutshell also, transparency and the way we access data, it's very transformational for people who can use it. And it's very important that we select it, bring it in a right way to people, in a simple way, that we are more data-centric, as you said, Roman. But the data is the issue after that, that there is so much data, so which data? So we have to be very mindful of selecting and using the right data for the right person, so it's not overwhelming either, and that they are really empowered.
Brilliant. Fascinating. There's so much to talk about. If we looked at transparency and the impact it can have on engagement levels, on the people, on the process, on efficiencies, if I had to put you both on the spot, is there anything you would like to leave the listener with as particularly relevant? What would be the couple of pieces you would say, this is where you should look first, this is the crucial bits to start your journey with?
You want to start, Roman?
Yeah, sure, I can start. So, you know, for me, Mike, I think we highlighted it quite well. For me, it's a never-ending journey. So don't think it's a project. You will do it in one factory and then scale it in few more and you are done. No, for me, it's really a never-ending journey. We insisted on the fact that it has to become part of your culture. I strongly believe in that. It's a deep transformation. The second is, I think, you know, you may also be tempted to do it. I think you said that, Eric, top down. I also believe that if you really want to engage the people, you have to solve their real problem. So you need to be value oriented. And to do that, that's a bottom up approach. So you have to spend time on the shop floor. You have to have, you know, local ownership, that people really highlight what are their main problem and identify how digital will help them. Of course, you know, we discussed a lot today about transparency, and that will be one of the main benefits. They will start to understand their processes. They will start to have full visibility on their product, and that, you know, will come really naturally. So, you know, if I have really to summarize, for me, it's ownership, bottom up, and don't be afraid to fail. It's a big learning journey. So for sure, there is things we will do wrong, but we have to learn out of it, and that's how we'll grow and learn.
I think it's a very, very good summary. When I look at it, we at Rockwell, we always say that a digital transformation is about technology, is about processes, and more importantly, about the people, in fact, who implement it. And only the three working together can drive great results. So, as we are looking to empower more and more our people from a bottom-up approach, you mentioned very well, Roman, I think it's very important to have a strong cultural foundation for it, a culture which enables to fail. As you said, we need to failure, we need to celebrate failure. It's not natural in many cultures, I would say, including mine. So it's an interesting challenge for organization to embark on, and I think we are living through very, very interesting times. You know, I wouldn't want to
live
any other time.
Roman, Eric, thank you very much for your time, and listeners, thank you for your attention. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where we publish all of my podcasts and blogs. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, please do rate us and review us on the podcast choice of yours. It really helps our show. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.